guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for print. I am back from a wonderful vacation. I decided to yeet off for a couple of weeks. I should have probably left a message. Left a video because a lot of you guys were like, dude, did you get like blacklisted? Did you get kicked? No, I went on vacation. I gained like 10 pounds. I seriously gained about 10 pounds. I'm so chubby right now because I went and I met old friends. And I ended up going to parties, and there was lots of drinking and good food and barbecues on the beach, and I had an amazing time. And I told myself I was supposed to diet starting at the beginning of this month. Well, you only live once, so the diet will have to start in a little bit. So if you notice me looking a little round, that is why. Today I wanted to talk about a woman named Christina Basham and Scott Adams. Now, Scott Adams, if you don't know who he is, he is the cartoonist. He made the Dilbert cartoon strips that were popular here in the United States. And he's but he's not a super well-known guy. However, he is worth about $75 million. So when I show you these photos and you start saying, wow, what's a smoke show like her doing with Scott Adams? Understand that Scott Adams is worth about $75 million. But she's a very interesting person because she's not your what you'd think of as a traditional model that's dating a very successful guy. And I actually think, and I know you're going to call me crazy, but I actually think she's a little attracted to him. Wait, do I have a shocking button? I mean, you know. Yes, shocking. I think she's actually a little attracted to him, but you can't manufacture attraction. You know, you're either into somebody or you're not, and you can do things to help it along, but if it's not there, and it's just not there. But let's get recording, and you'll kind of see what I'm talking about here. So this is Christina Basham. Now, she is a model, but she's also a pianist, a violinist. She's a pianist, you know what I'm saying? And plays six other instruments. She's got an MA in financial economics and currently working on a bachelor's in neuroscience. So she's not just some, you know, silly gal. It does show here that she has a YouTube channel, so I'll click on that link here in a second. She's got 37,000 followers, but this is her and Scott Adams, and this is the photo I used in my thumbnail. And you can see she has no problems. Like, she doesn't act like she's kind of like, oh, I'll take a picture of you, honey. Okay. She's taking the selfie here. But here's what's interesting, too. 7,400 likes. So 7,400 likes, 600 comments. And yes, the comments are either mixed between kind of haters. And let's read some of them because I think you'll find them interesting. We've got here, if I can show you how often I use Twitter. I click the wrong buttons here. If someone ever questions why hypnotism works, show them this picture. Scott Adams does know hypnotism, so it makes you wonder. Daddy issues, is that his daughter? Is that your dad? Your dad looks pretty good for pushing 50. Here's what's funny, and down below that someone says, I'm pushing 50. 50 is the new I'll steal your girl. Scott Adams is 63 years old, and she is 30 years old. So there is a 33-year difference. I was going to say there's a $75 million difference, but... so much negative stuff going on in this country, and other people are kind of like, hey, some people are praising it. Some people are like, hey, it's this girl, Lisa E, says so much negative stuff going on in this country right now, so I don't get why anyone would care to add to it by making negative comments about this pic. She's a nice-looking girl with older men, so what? Let this couple have their fun. But scrolling through here, and you'll see she's showing herself playing some music, and she's got a lot of glamour shots. She's a model, so I guess I can understand selfies, but, you know, girls and selfies. And she shows her, but what I wanted to scroll down here and see if I can find, is here's some more photos of her and Scott. Yeah. And I'm going somewhere with this, so bear with me. And some more photos of her and Scott. You notice she's always the one with the arm out. She's always taking the selfies here. Yeah. Come down here a little bit further because there's one photo again, more selfies. Here's the photo. Look, this is Scott. Okay, now she's got probably 4 or 5 inch heels on. I bet they're really close to the same height. He is not a big dude. Okay, he's maybe my size. He looks to be close to my size. So here we've got a guy that's 63. He keeps for 63, he's in very good shape. he's not bad looking for 63. Again, a lot of people were saying for pushing 50 or just being 50, whatever. So a lot of people think he's younger than he is, and she's 30. Here's what's interesting too. She's actually a millionaire. She's made about $3 million modeling. So she does have her own money. Now, again, yes, he has lots more money, but there's not a point where she has to become completely, you know, dependent on him. And the reason why I say I think this attraction that she's genuinely, just genuinely attracted to him is, now let's look at his Twitter page. You look down through here, he talks about politics, and he talks about science, and he talks about news, and but you know what I didn't find in here? As I scrolled and I scrolled and I scrolled, I didn't see him mention her once. I didn't see him post a picture of them together once. Now, maybe I think he might have retweeted her once, but you can see I'm scrolling and scrolling and scrolling as I talk to you guys. There's nothing here about her. So what I think this actually shows, in my mind at least, and I'd love to hear what you guys think about this, does it seem like she's more interested in him than he is in her? She's got the selfies with him. She's always tagging him. She's always showing they're out together. She's talking about him, and he's talking about, like, world issues. There's nothing on here that says that they're together. There's no reference to her. There's no mentions to her. There's no photos of her. I mean, I've scrolled back here for quite a ways, and I just don't see anything. He puts his own comics up. He's talking about science. He's got nothing. No, you can see it. There's nothing here about her. But again, going over to hers, and she's got things with them together. So yeah, I don't know. Maybe this is just me. I think she might genuinely be attracted to him. Now, when part of and I have a story I want to read, and then I'll touch on one more thing. But here in under Scott Adams' personal life, they say in December 2019, which was 6 months ago, Adams announced on his podcast that he had gotten engaged to be married to Christina Basham on Christmas Day. So if he marries her, I don't know. I think he's crazy for that. But apparently she's agreed to marry him. So there's an article here on The Pluralist. It says, haters devastated to discover that Dilbert creator has a 30-year-old model girlfriend. Winning takes care of everything. Scott Adams' girlfriend on Wednesday tweeted photos of the happy company. And this is from February 7th, which is obviously about 5 months ago now. And it says he's 61. Although I could have sworn... Let me reopen this tab here. I could have sworn up here it says he's age 63 on Wikipedia. So I don't know which to believe. Anyway, he's in his 60s, right? They say Scott Adams' girlfriend on Wednesday tweeted photos of a happy couple vacationing in Hawaii, and some of the people were seriously triggered. Most commenters expressed support or straightforward jealousy of Adams, the 61-year-old creator of Dilbert for dating a 30-year-old woman who looks good in a bikini. But others seethed with resentment. Such outrage is nothing new for Adams. The cartoon mogul and author has been the target of liberal ire since he, in 2015, made the then-impulsive prediction that Donald Trump would be the next president. To make matters worse, after Trump won, blah, blah, blah. I'm trying to skip over the political. I'm just trying to talk about them. It's no wonder then that the sight of Adams with Christina Basham was simply too much for a number of his critics to take. One Twitter user made the unlikely suggestion that Basham, who Adams has quietly dated since 2016, so they're now 4 years together, 4 years together since she was 26, and he's quietly been dating her. So he's not the one bragging and posting the photos and so on and so forth. It's her. Some found catharsis by noting the age gap between the two lovebirds, with some saying that Adams is old enough to be her father. Yeah, that's true. And he's indeed an estimated net worth of $75 million. Basham is more than just a pretty face herself. In addition to a modeling career, she's a multi-instrumentalist musician said to be worth $3 million. In other words, they can both afford to ignore the haters and the losers. So here's what I find interesting about this whole thing is that, number one, yes, she's very pretty. They've been together for 4 years. Yes, he is considerably more wealthy than she is, but at $3 million, she's hardly hurting for money. And she's the one posting all the photos of them together and so on and so forth. So I mean, there may actually be attraction here. But even if there's not, here's one way you could look at it. If you guys are not into marriage and you say, hey, I'm just into short-term relationships and having fun. Scott Adams gets to have fun with this attractive woman. And I'll put a picture. Let me save this. I'll find a good picture. I'll put it up next to me as I talk about her. So it's not about, even if it's just casually dating, at 61, he's with a 30-year-old. What is the takeaway from this then for guys that say, hey man, I'm never going to be a millionaire. I'm never going to have 75 million, so on and so forth. Well, you can. Well, not necessarily that you're going to be worth 75 million, but it's like I've told you guys before, in your 20s and your 30s, and even when you start knocking on 40s, focus on your career, focus on your investing, focus on your income. Do that for yourself, okay? And as you age, it's you have the benefits of women enjoy. Now, women want somebody that's attractive. And Scott's not a slouch at 61, 63, whatever he is, but he's not tall. He's not the tall, dark, and I guess he's handsome enough for his age, but he's successful. He's not doting over her. She's obviously doting over him. He's holding his frame. He's saying, hey, you know what? I'm a strong, independent guy. I'm doing my thing. And it's her that seems to be excited with him. Well, maybe someday you're not going to be worth even a million or 2 million, although you can if you're young enough and you properly invest. But the point is, women desire power. Women desire someone that is not only financially stable, but financially successful. Why? Because that gives them comfort, that gives them safety, that gives them someone that they can rely upon. Now, oftentimes when they marry that, then they go, okay, I've made it. Now I can go screw around with a pool boy that's 23 and hot, right? Which is why we don't want to marry. But by dating somebody like this, I wish Scott wouldn't pull the trigger and get married to her, but by dating her, he gets to enjoy his time. Yes, it may cost him some money for the trips. It may cost him for vacations, but the option is there to say it is worth X amount of my money to spend Y amount of time with her, and that I enjoy her company and she's smoking hot. But if you don't have those resources, you don't have those choices. See, women don't look at men can look at a woman that's not successful. A Brad Pitt could marry a girl that's super hot that works at Taco Bell and improve her life 100-fold. But no hot woman, or even no rich woman, is ever going to see a man that works at Taco Bell. They're invisible, unless they're hot. Men, maybe they can get a little action. But if you want to have a good time dating, a fun time, you can struggle with it in your 20s or 30s,